So we're starting with Sugya and Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. The Mishnah had said, "Ushtei chatzotrot min hatzadim," that in the Mikdash, as we learned later on in the Gemara, they blew both the shofar, and he had two chatzotrot on the side. The Gemara says, it's all out of the board, this is the question, Trei kali mi mishtamai. Is it really possible to have these two voices? But then it doesn't say two voices, it says mi mishtamai. It's not clear what this question means. At first glance, how do you understand mi mishtamai? Can you hear? Or can it be heard? Okay, two parts to this question. Two ways to understand this question. Number one is, to ask this, it's beautiful to be in this space, Menorshwer, help me out, Rabbi Tarrigan and Heller, I was given this share, definitely use some of their thoughts to make it even clearer. Trey Cullin, lo mishtamai, question mark, right, or mi mishtamai, excuse me. Trey Cullin, mi mishtamai, first of all, we're going to ask this on two levels. Number one, is this an objective issue? And once you have two voices, one drowns out the other. Just objectively, you can have this best hearing in the world. Doesn't matter. Objectively, they can't be heard. Or is it a subjective question? You can't hear it. Man can't hear it. Can't be heard. Furthermore, what's the other part of the question that we have to see? When it says Trey calling me Mishnah, what's the assumption of the question? You're telling me the Mishnah what, Mr. Feenan, that you blow shofar chatzotros. So how do you understand the question? Right? The simple part of it would be what? Trey calling, can I really hear both? Can I really hear both? When I have two voices going at the same time, can I really hear both? Who asked the question that way? Who saw the question that way? Tori Evan saw it that way. Right? Tori Evan says, he assumed that the question was what? Can I really hear both? Which is what I need. I need to hear both. And can I really hear both? Need to hear both. What was the other way you saw it? How did the Riff understand it? Read the Riff inside. How did the Ritva understand this part of the question? Ritva says, Trey Kali, if you would have been to me, I would have been like the Tori Evan understood. Mishnah says you blow the shofar and the chatzotros. Sounds like, can I really hear both? Because it's not just you need to hear both. Comes the Ritva, first Ritva, and you'll see how it keeps going. The Ritva says, "Trey kali mishtamai." Is that really true? Perush she yishma kol shofar shu mitzvah tayom mibein shtei achatzotrot. How does the Ritva understand it? The Ritva understands this when you have two voices at the same time going. Can I do what? Can I do what? Can I really hear what? Can I really hear the shofar? Which was the mitzvah of the day. Can I really hear the one? Can I really hear the one? So again, in the question stage, according to the Tori Evan, the question is, can I hear two? According to the Ritva, the question is, can I really hear one? Okay, it's one of the fundamental issues that they're arguing about is, how much do you have to hear? According to the Tori Evan, assumption is you need to hear both. According to the Ritva, the mitzvah of the Yom is shofar, you only need to hear one. That's in the question stage. Everyone see that inside? So then what happened? Now, this next part, who asked the question from this next part of the Braita? Part of the question says, Trey kali mi mishtamai, can I hear these voices? But don't we have this famous Braita that says, Zachor v'shamor, b'dibur echad, that what? You can't hear these voices. Who brings a proof to his shita from this next step of the Gemara? Tori Evan. Ritva's got to answer it up. But the Tori Evan, what did the Tori Evan say? Everyone open up the Tori Evan. The Tori Evan comes and does what? Both in the sources and in front of you. The Tori Evan, who understood the question, that what? Can I really hear the shofar? What does the Tori Evan say? Kashali. Maybe it's not a good question. What? Because Dilma, Ha'adika Amar. Ha'adika Amar Ve'ina Ozen Yachol Lishmoa. Hainu. Or the Tori Evan asked the question on his understanding. The Tori Evan asked the question on his understanding. Maybe it's not a good question. Because maybe this Braita, Mr. Rappaport said this in the morning to me. Right? That what? Maybe this Braita is not a good proof to this. Because maybe this Braita is what? Why can't I hear it? Because I need both. But maybe what? If I only need to hear one, I can hear one. Zach over Shomar B'Dibor Echad said the Tori Evan. Cautionly. Why is this a good question? Dilmah the Kamar Vina Alas in Yachol Lishma. Hainu Shtem B'Yachad. Yevshar Lishma. Maybe it means that together they can't hear it. Dumya the Zachar B'Shamar. Shayit Tzrich Lishma L'Shtem. Mikomakom Im Mechavein Lishma Echad B'Shtem. Yachol Lishma L'Shma. V'Hachanami. Meaning that which the Ritva says, that's what the Tori Evan is now asking. The Tori Evan is saying, why is this a good question? Maybe it's exactly like the Ritva says. Maybe it's what? Maybe it's that I only need to hear one. And the whole idea of Zachar Rishomar is what? I can. It's the only problem with it is I can't hear both, but maybe I can actually hear one. That's what the Tori Evan is asking on how he understood it. How he understands the question in the Gemara is, Trei Kali Mimishamai? Can I really hear both? And I need to hear both. Then he says, hold on, how do you know that that's the question? Maybe the question is what? Maybe the question is, all I need to hear is one. Okay? Maybe all I need to hear is one. And the problem with the Zachar Rishomar is what? There I need to hear two. And there you can't do that. But maybe if it's actually one, if a person puts in his mouth the shofar and the chatzor at the same time, and I wanted to focus on one of them, maybe that's okay. That is the Tori Evan's very strong question.
Time's no.
Yeah, he was asking on his understanding of the Gemara.
The question is,
can't hear anything. That's his assumption. Says the Tori Evan Mechates, maybe over there what? The only thing I can hear is both of them. But maybe I could hear one. Right? Now Chitema came to Nafkale. Says for the Mikdash, that can't be. Then he says what?
This version.
So let's read how the Ritva understands it and how the Tori Evan understands it. How does the Ritva understand now the back and forth of the Gemara? The Ritva understands that what? Can I really, we have two voices going on, can I really focus in on the mitzvah of the shofar? Don't we know Zachor Shomer being Dibur Echad? You can't hear. His assumption at this point is he can't hear anything. What's his answer? The answer of the Gemara is the Kach Ma'arich B'Shofar. That what? That's why it goes at the end that you could hear what? You can hear a little bit. You can hear the shir of the shofar. Then the Gemara has two parts about how much to hear a partial tkiah or not. We're not going to focus on that today because we have a very short share. And then what happens? So then they give a different answer. Ella. What is the Gemara answer? Read for me, Mr. Rawson. Ella. So what's the first? What's now the answer? In the Gemara, and then the Ritva's explanation of the Gemara.
So what's his first answer?
Hear what?
You can distinguish one.
According to the Ritva, what the answer was, you're right. When it comes to one person of Zachar B'Shamor, if it's one person, you can't distinguish even one voice. Correct? But when we're talking about two people, then you run. You can't make the distinction. And you could hear the one voice, which is Shofar, because that's the Iker Mitzvah Sayom. That's how the Ritva understands it. Very, very important. Think about this right now, how the Ritva understands this. When you have two voices from two people, what is he saying? Now, it's a big chiddush. Many of us have grown up with this rule that says, Trei Kali Lo Mishtami, means what? Voices, how did you... You don't know, you can't hear anything. Comes the Ritva to say, no. Trei Kali Lo Mishtami means what? I can't hear both voices. But what can I do? I could focus in on one. When I have two different people, then what? I can focus in on one, and for now it's the mitzvah of shofar. That's how the Ritva understood it. Let's read the Ritva inside. Before we move on, before your question, 1 second. The Ritva says, tremendous chiddush of the Ritva, because it's not the way I would have learned it. What does the Ritva say? Upircho de'le'el de'zachar v'shamar hachi perusha. The Hassam, in the original question, how does the Ritva understand this question? The Ritva says, since it's only one person. Since it's one person, the Hassam have a trait calling Micha the Gafa. Vitzarich, and over there, what happens? There, how much did I have to hear? I had to hear what? Both Zachor and Shamor. And therefore, does it work? No. Everyone with me again within the Ritva? Here by Zachor or Shamor, how the Ritva understands this. Now that we have this answer, so therefore, what do we say? When it comes to Chad Gavro, one person, and I need to hear both, can I hear both? No. But, Abagabi Shofar B'Chatzotros, that have a Trey calling me Trey Gavro, it's two voices from two people, they charge the Shmoa El Echadim, and according to what the Ritva was saying, all I have to hear is one voice. The Hainu Kol HaShofar, because that's the Mitzvah Hayom. Shaper Mishtami L'Chavim B'Kol HaShofar. I can listen subjectively. I can hear that voice. Shutzarech L'Shamo Mibin Kolot HaChatotzrot. Okay? What the Ritva is going to say at the end is what? What can't you do? Even according to the Ritva. When I have two people, two voices, what can I do? How much can I hear? One voice. Can I hear both voices? No. Okay, I can't hear both voices. Okay, we're going to come back to that. That's the Ritva. Now, that's not the end of the Gemara, right? What does the Gemara then now do? Shribe, what does the Gemara now do?
Now the Gemara brings in
a question. What's the question? Is this really true that what? Trey Gavri, when you have two different people, two different voices, I can listen to one of them. What do we see? Seches Megillah
that talks about where you're reading Torah, you have one
person Torah, good.
And you have one person translating.
Yep, right. Well, let's read it inside. What does the Gemara say? It says, Vatanya, wake up, Vatanya, Vitorah Echad Kore, Ve'echad Mitargi, Uvavad Shiloh, right, different Girsaot over here. You, as long as you have two Kore, Mushtayim Mitargi. So what does it say over there? Simple pshat is what? You can't have two people reading at the same time? Yes, no? Can't have two people, right? Echad kor, one person reads the pasuk and one person translates it after. But you can't have one person reading and two people translating, because two voices cannot be heard. People know that in the Taimani shuls nowadays, this is what they do. They still do this to this day. They translate. They translate. No, they read onkos. 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 Targum. Onkos. Okay? So what are you talking about? You give me this great answer that says what? Once it's Trey Gavri, Trey Kali, you can listen to hear one. You see, by if you have one person reading the Torah and two people reading Targum Onkos, that can't happen. Because you have two people reading. What's the answer of the Gemara? Halo damya.
Halo damya. I love this seifa. Halo of the gila. Afilo asar.
So they're saying no. Our case of shofar chatzotros are compared to what? To the seifa, which is talking about Megillah and Hallel. That what? And even 10 people can read. Why can 10 people read? There you can listen. Why can you listen? What's the word? Because it's chaviv. Now the question is, we're going to have two interpretations of what the word chaviv means. What the word chaviv means. What does chaviv mean? Literally means beloved, right? Why is it chaviv? We're saying, by Kriyat HaTorah, what do we got here? By Kriyat HaTorah, by two people. Can you listen? No. Comes Mikra Megillah and Halal and Shofar is like this. Why? Because it's Chaviv. When you have Trey Gavri and Chaviv, he adds in the other element of Chaviv also. It's not only two people. Trey Gavri and Chaviv equals Afilu Asara, even 10. Question is, what does the word Chaviv mean and what was the Hava meaning? So first let's look at the bottom line. The bottom line that we now have according to the Ritva is what? According to the Ritva, we started out and said, can I really hear the shofar? Can I really hear the shofar? The answer is like this, according to the Ritva. According to the Ritva, how it continues is that when you're talking about one person and you need to hear both, you need to hear two things. Can you listen? No. Can't hear. Can't listen to it. Versus if what? If it's two people and you need to hear what? One of the items. You need to hear one. Can you listen? Yes. With one condition? Because it's chaviv and two people. Versus if it's two people and I need to hear two things, what does the Ritva say? Can I listen? The answer is no. I feel like I'm talking to the wall. Wall, do you understand what I'm saying, the wall? Mr. Wall, do you hear? You know, he's the one who like gave the building. Mr. Wall! Okay, now, Mr. Wall, maybe he's alive. Maybe he's more alive than most of the people in the shir today. Mr. Wall, hopefully you have schuyot to listen to the shir. Oh, gevaldik, let's try one more time. Let's try to understand the Ritva. I know everyone's tired. I know. I'm tired. Let's try one more time. Send the Ritva. Mr. Wall's with me, maybe a couple other alive people are with me. Tchias ha-neisim, boruch ha-ta, Hashem al-kim al-chalam. Tchias ha-neisim. Amen. Let's say it on. Now, here we go. Okay, it's either that or Modani, whatever, Al-Kainish Shama, it's all good. Wake up! Now, says the Ritva, Trey Kali, we go back and understand Trey Kali. Trey Kali, what do we say according to the Ritva? According to the Ritva, this is how the Gemara goes. The Mishnah says, as I'm starting to share again because nobody was listening, Shofar and Shtei Chatzotrot. That's what you blow in the Mikdash. Ask the Gemara. Trey Kali, Mimishtami. How did the Ritva understand this question? Can I really, when I have two voices, two kolos being blasted, can I what? Can I really physically hear the shofar? Do I need to hear both according to the Ritva? No. He says, But don't we say Zach, right? And Zach Rashar B'din Recha, which means what? As we know, according to his maskana, when it's from one person, and I need to hear both, I can't. I can't hear both. But what? When it comes to the shofar, the answer he says is what? I could. If what? When it comes, you're right. If it's one person, this is the case of Sakhar Rishomor. If it's one person, I need to hear two. Unless it's God and a miracle, I can't listen. One person, two things I need to hear, not physically possible. Versus if it's two people, and I need to hear one thing, like our case of the shofar, and it's Chaviv, the answer is I can't hear. What's the exception though? Two people. And the shofar and chatzotros. According to the Ritva, can I hear both? No. Even if it's chaviv, it can't happen. That is the Ritva shita. Okay, I have half people watching. Yes, Leslie.
But why does it make a difference how many people are listening? Are there any effect on each individual case?
If I have two voices, you're right. Again, there are two people that are blowing. One person is blowing the shofar, one person is blowing the chatzotos. I, the one person, need. The question is, what do I need to hear? If I need to hear both of them, both the shofar and the chatzotros, says the Ritva, can I physically do that? No. If I need to focus on one of them, can I do that? The answer is, if it's from two people blowing, and meaning one person blowing the shofar, one person blowing the chatzotros, and it's chaviv, then the answer he says is I can do that. And that's what he says is the what's going on in the mission. Okay, that's according to the Ritva. According to the Ritva, what happens? What happened was is what? It goes from the question from one to two. What I mean one to two? One to two means that. Sorry. Let's try that again. According to the Ritva, I need to hear one. And the assumption which we thought is, can't hear anything. Can't hear anything. That's what we assumed. Right? We assumed, according to the Ritva, and our assumption is he can't hear anything. And I need to hear what? I need to hear the shofar. The maskana was that what? When I have two people and it's chaviv, according to the Ritva, what happens? It's two people and chaviv, then what can I do? I can hear the one. Which is one, the one that I need to show for. Can I hear two? No. That's according to the Ritva. According to the Turi Eben, in my assumption, what happens? In my assumption is I need to hear two. And what can I hear? According to him, the assumption is what? The most I can hear is one. Right? I need to hear both. Right? Here, this is, I need the shofar. Right, that's the Ritva. Okay, according to the Turi Eben, I need both shofar and chatzotzos. I need both. What is his assumption? I can only hear one. I can only hear one. What's the maskar according to him? When I have two people and it's chaviv, I can hear both. That's the maskar. Everyone see how we went from these type of ideas and see the points that they're arguing on. You have to read the Turi Eben inside. Turi Eben says you need both hearing both shofar chatzotzos. And therefore the Gemara says, Trei kali mi mishtamai. Can I really hear both? The most I can hear is just one. And he answers, you're right. If it's what? If it's like Zachar and Shamar, I need to hear both, that's a problem. Right? I can only hear one. But if it's two people, and then it's what? If it's two people, and it's Chavit, then what? Then you could hear two. Then you could hear two. This is Turi Eben versus the Ritva. Now, before you take the questions, what's Chavit? We're saying the Chavit here. We're going to come back to it as everybody sees it. What's Chavit? What's chaviv? What did Rashi say? And what did the Yom Teruah say? Rashi definitely saw. Rashi says chadosh. Rashi says, you know what's the reason why I'm going to listen to it? Because it's brand spanking new for me. So, everyone understand what that means? What does it mean it's new? Megillah is a new mitzvah. Halal, I guess, it's by the Yom Tif, we're not going to assume it up. What else? Shofar is new from year to year. Mishana l'shana. Okay? How about Kriyas HaTorah? Why is Kriyas HaTorah not new? Because you read it once a week. Ask the Yom Teruah, what are you talking about? Ask the Yom Teruah, what's the halacha? Siman Reish Pei Hei. Read Parshat HaShavua. Says the Yom Teruah, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Ask the Yom Teruah, why do we not consider it new also? Why, according to the Gemara, is this Kriyas HaTorah not Chaviv also? Why is it not Chaviv? It's from one week to another week. It's one week from another week. I didn't look at the Shneimer. The answer, he says, if you look at it inside, and phrase it well, I'll read to you inside. Yom Teruah says, I don't understand. According to Rashi, that the whole reason it's Chaviv is because it's Dabar Chadash, Kosher. The Torah Nami Chadash. Why is Kriyat HaTorah not Chadash also? Why is that not brand new every single week? I haven't heard Parshas Breishis since last year. Why is it not brand spanking new? Give up the Kakashi and Rashi. Right? According to the Gemara, According to Rashi, what's going on? Since you have two people reading it, and it's chaviv, it's beloved, it's a new mitzvah of Shavuot for a new mitzvah of Kriyat Megillah, I heard it since last year, therefore I'm going to listen to it. But it comes the Yom Teruah and says, I don't understand. If it's a Dabar Chadash, why not Torah? He answers, Yesh Lomar, that Torah Shani, because of Siman Reish Pehe, the Chayav Odom Lahashiva Parsha, Ima Tzibur Shani, Mikra Lecha Targum, Umitasek Bakosh Shavuot Lom Zayim Perusha. And therefore, when Shabbos comes, Lav Chadashi, Ve'eno Notei Daito L'Shomo V'Beit Gavri. It's not going to be considered new. For those people who don't like that answer, if you don't like that answer, I would say, what's the reason why you wouldn't like that answer? Because not everybody agrees to that. As much as there is a chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum, the role for salvation was medayik from a halach in Hilchos Avelos in Siman Tov that says as follows. That says, if you're an Avel, you're not allowed to learn Torah. But what are you allowed to do in Siman Tov? Siv Aleph. He says, Avalachzor a parsha, to be going over the parsha, the halach of Avelos on Shabbos, to go over Shnayim Mikra, came in Shechayim Adam Ashlin Parshi Otavi Matzibor, having Kikori Shema, it's like you're reading Shema. It's part of the day. Umutter, says the Taz, the Rav quoted this Taz, it's brought down in the Nefesh HaRav. He says what? B'Shabbos Shari Shehuz Mano, Hu Chobat Hayom. Not like what I recommend to you in Yeshiva that you do an Aliyah day. The actual Chiyuv is what? The actual Chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra is what? On Shabbos. It's on Shabbos, therefore that would be a different answer than Yom Teruah. Yom Teruah said, oh, you know the reason why it's not Chadash? The reason why it's not Chadash is because you did Shnayim Mikra the whole week. But if you believe that the Chiyuv is what? Is on Shabbos, so then that would take away the Chadash piece over here also. If you open up, another answer of the Yom Teruah is that it is not because of Chadash, it's on your sources. You open up your WhatsApp here. The Yom Teruah explains what was the other Chaviv answer. He says, you know what it means, Chaviv? It means Mitam Megillah, who Sipur Nes, Kriyas Ahalil. It's talking about the Nes of Yetziat Mitzrayim or the Nes of Chanukah. So for the belovedness of the Nes, you will then make sure to listen. And Shofar also came on that is to remember us, for Hashem should remember our Kiyas Yitzchak and write us into the Sefer HaChaim. It's also Chaviv. Now, the beautiful Diyak, if you look at the Gemara, this is why this Yom Teruah says, that's why the Gemara separates them. What the Gemara says is what? The Gemara says, Halo Damya El Sefer. The halo of a Megillah filo asar korin, alma kevin the chaviv yoiv daite, hachanami kevin the chaviv yoiv daite v'shama. So the simple pshat is because we're trying to apply it to Megillah and to Halal. What he says is because they're a little bit different. The case of Megillah Halal is chaviv because it's the sefer of the miracle, and therefore it's the miracle. It's beloved to you. Versus Shofar is not by the belovedness of the miracle, it's just Akedas Yitzchak, that's why it's actually separated. So now we just explained what's the nature of this Chav. So now, what we're up to so far is what? We're up to is making sure we understand the Rit from the Torah Yevon. Let's make sure, let's open up the Torah Yevon again, make sure people understand it. And we have any questions on what we've done so far? Yes?
To the end of the Torah
Evan. That's what I don't read right now. Let's read the Torah Evan inside. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We didn't do it inside? Okay. Let's do the Torah Evan inside. Because that's the only thing I didn't do inside well. Everything else, we have 5 minutes to do it. Okay? We have 5 minutes to do the Torah Evan. Everyone open up the Torah Evan. Let's read it inside. And then tomorrow, we still have to see the Tosis Rid. And then we have to see the comparable sugya on Daf Lamed Daled. And within that, to talk about Kol B'Isha Erva also. So I'm opening up my sources. Tori Evan. And then you have to, there's one other point. Let's read the Tori Evan, and then there's other points for me to go over.
No. Okay, let's read the Torah Evan. Says the Torah Evan. Torah Evan. Utrei kali mi mishtamai v'atanya. Kashali. My parach. Everyone following? Who's reading for me over here? Mr. Jesse, let's go. Tori Evan. Utrei kali mi mishtamai v'atanya.
Kashali, my parach.
Dilma.
What?
Okay, Dilma.
Dilma ha amar ve'in ha'uzen yafol shmoa. If you can't hear, then you should say him yafla.
Maybe that which it says that you can't hear, like Zachar Shamar, exactly like Zachar Shamar, he's going to say is what? That you can't hear both.
Right.
Go ahead. Umikomakom, nevertheless.
Umikavini
mishtehen. Good. For Hachanami. It says, for Hachanami. Ha ein sarich lishmoa. That's what we would think, which would be exactly how the Ritva understood it. What'd you say? L'chud mitz by itself. Correct. V'chi tema, he wants to say. L'kaman. L'kaman. It was cut off. L'kaman. Maybe you want to tell me, since I learned from the Pasuk, that b'mikdash tzarech nami chatzotzros. Maybe you want to tell me it's because I have to listen to the chatzotzros also. Lessa, this is not true. My Mishani, what does the Gemara answer? Lachain Marich Peshofar, which is the answer of the Gemara. Why does it have to answer to me? That's why we, since you have a problem of listening to both at the same time, therefore you elongate the shofar. Akati Maya Hani, why would that be helpful if I have a chiv to listen to both Chatzotzros and what? And the shofar. Hamikomakom. Takubiyachad. Taku biyachad would still be a problem if you have a chiv to hear both. So what's the answer of lakach marich b'shofar? The bottom line is that doesn't help you for, listening to chatzotros. V'yishlomar. That which the Gemara answers lachin marich b'shofar. Hachi kamar, this is what it means. No tain leiv lishmoa.
L'chud. So you first listen to the
chatzotzros. At the beginning, what do? This is how he explains the answer. At the beginning, when it's blowing together, what are you paying attention to? Chatzotzros. The achar kach. Go ahead. Come. Umishum. Team. Chashinan. Libo. She'en kein. Kokach. So what is his bottom line? His bottom line is that what do I need to? I need both. What does it mean lachin marich b'shofar? Since that's the mitzvah of the day, you want to make sure that emphasize that that's the mitzvah of the day. So when you blow both, what do you do? So what happens when you blow it together, then you're focusing what? On the chatzotros. And then at the end, when you elongate the shofar, then you what? Then you focus on the shofar. So you hear the mitzvah of shofar. So the bottom line is, at least at this point, that's that answer. That's the, according to this answer,
He's at this point of the answer. The what? The Turi Evan. But the bottom line, according to the Turi Evan, is, like we said originally, can I really hear both? I really need to hear both. Okay? And the answer, and the assumption is I can't hear anything. Assumption is that the most I can hear is what? One. And I need to hear both. Correct? That's what he had said. That's what I wrote down in your Turi Evan. I need to hear both. The most I can hear is one. So the first answer was the Kach Marich B'Shofar. I hear one the first time. Marich B'Shofar, that's the mitzvah of the shofar. Hear that the second time. Second answer comes within the Turi Evan's logic would be what? What's the Turi Evan's logic? Turi Evan's logic is once I have two people blowing and it's chaviv to me, then what can I do? I can now hear both. Okay? The problem, which you haven't asked yet, is from the Roshash. The problem's going to be, how can you bring a proof from what? Hallel, Dome, Ella, to what? Hallel and Maker Megillah. Is that two times? Do you need to hear two things there or one thing? One thing. That's the problem Kash, the Roshash asks against the Turi Evan. Please God, we'll pick up from here. Tomorrow, we'll finish off the sugya with the Tosis Rid, with the Roshash, and the sugya on Namadal of a base, which is connected to this question, which is what? This machlokas right now, when I have two voices, and it's chaviv to me, can I hear both of them, or can I only hear one of them, or can I hear none? That we will talk about tomorrow, please God. And we'll then apply that to Kol B'Yishe Erva. Everyone, you guys have a tiul now. Enjoy.